SBS Filipino.
Ama magkaparehang parehong kasarian o mga same-sex couple ay maaari ng magpakasal sa Australia mula sa unang bahagi ng susunod na buwan kung saan ang mga pagbabago sa batas ay nagkabisa kaninang hating gabi ng Sabado. Isang buwang abiso o notice ay kinakailangang ibigay na nangangahulugang ang unang mga pagpapakasal ay maaari maganap sa 9 ng Enero. Sa ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sa kampay ng panulat ng Gobernador General, ang pagpapakasal ng parehong kasarian o same-sex marriage ay naging legal na sa Australia.
The Act now passes into Australian law.
Now part of Australian law.
Sinabi na po ng Ministro Malcolm Turnbull ang mga Australianong gustong gawing formal ang kanilang relasyon sa parehong kasarian ay maaari nang makapagbigay ng isang buwang abiso na kinakailangan mula ngayong araw ng Sabado, 9 ng Disyembre.
People will then be able to give notice of their wedding plans under the Act. And so around, I think it's the 9th of January will be the first day where same-sex couples can get married under Australian law, which is great. So it's been a great day and I'm just so thrilled.
Ang mga tagapagtaguyod ng kasal sa parehong kasarian o same-sex marriage ay gumugol ng ilang dekada, nangangampanya para sa pagbabago sa batas ng pag-aasawa o Marriage Act, at ang pagkakapasa ng batas nitong Huwebes, 7 ng Disyembre ay isang sandali na kanilang pinakahihintay. Ang aktor na si Magda Szubanski ay nasa pampublikong gallery sa loob ng House of Representatives.
To feel so loved now and to see that Parliament nearly tip over in support for us was an amazing feeling, and it was the people of Australia and all of us, I'm sure, feel incredibly indebted and grateful to you that when it was put to you, you had our backs.
Ang parehong mga pangunahing partido at ang Greens ay malakas na ikinatuwa ang pagbabago. Apat lamang na MP o mambabatas ang bumoto ng hindi, ang independenteng Bob Carter at mga liberal na sina David Littleproud, Keith Pitt at Russell Broadbent. Ilang mga konserbatibo na sumasalungat sa same-sex marriage, kundi man nag-abstain, ay bumoto ng pabor sa panukalang batas upang ipakita at sumalamin sa mga pananaw ng kanilang mga lokal na mga botante matapos ang resulta ng pambansang postal survey kung saan 61.6% ng mga botante ng Australia ay sinusuportahan ang pagbabago. Sinabi ni Attorney General Brandy sa Sky News, hindi ginawang prioridad ng Partido Labor ang same-sex marriage nang ito ay nakaupo sa pwesto.
This was always going to be very easy for a Labor government to do because there was near to unanimity in the Labor Party about it. And yet, for the 6 years that they were in power, they didn't do a thing. It was always going to be more difficult for a centre-right party because there was strong conservative elements. So the way in which this was steered by the Prime Minister and others was extremely skillful.
Sinabi ni George Brandis na ang nangyari sa Canberra ay maitatala sa kasaysayan.
When we had the third reading of the bill, the public galleries, which were full, just exploded. And it was extremely spontaneous. It was extremely emotional and heartfelt. There were rainbow flags. People burst into that song, I Am, You Are, We Are Australian. It was a moment that will certainly live in history.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.